안녕하세요.
주는유니스
아,
쌉니다.
와타시와 나긴 Japanese 빌라. Sorry.
아이부터 나가.
Sorry. 하지메 마시테.
Hello.
Sorry. 이니 달라가. 오케이. 안녕. 안녕 유니스.
안녕. Welcome back to
LDF Convos with Eunice and Jelly. Hi guys. Welcome back. Welcome back
Hello.
to our episode 8.
So, ito na naman
Oh, andito na
tayo.
naman tayo. So, Eunice, ano nga ba ang topic natin today? Today, we will be discussing...
K-drama.
Yes, we will be discussing K-drama today and our parang ultimate K-drama list. Well, actually, hindi pa siya ultimate kasi
Yes.
technically, this is really... Medyo nahirapan ako dito, ah, to be fair. As in, to really trim down. Kasi kailangan top 5 lang eh. Kasi hahaba yung conversation
Oo.
natin masyado kung masyado marami. Ay, okay,
Baka
fine.
next year na tayo matapos.
Correct. Baka next year na tayo matapos. 2021. Although, malapit na rin naman siya. Lol. Oo, ayaw
Can't
naman natin
believe
noon.
it.
Oh my God. Yeah, we've been in quarantine for
Yeah.
so long. Well, kami. Kayo ba as in open-open na?
Well, depende sa'yo, sa personality mo.
Ang
Charot!
ganda!
Sobrang independent po ng mga tao dito. Sobrang wala daw yan sa constitution, kaya bahala na sila. But anyway, but I've been quarantining. I only go out
Wow.
whenever we need to buy something.
Yeah. And that's the wisest decision. And kung,
Yeah.
'di ba, kung may budol list tayo this last time. So, yung topic naman natin sa listicles natin this week is ay hindi ba siya listicles kasi basta sa list natin, sa top lists natin ay
Uh-oh.
your favorite K-drama.
K-drama.
Yes.
Yes, because since in quarantine, ang dami ko napanood dahil sa iyo.
Thank you.
Ikaw na naman po
Yes.
ang dahilan. Ano nating hindi ko na i-deny yan.
Actually, how many have you watched? Have you listed how many you've watched in the whole quarantine series, period? Have you listed it down? Kung ilan?
Mga more than 15, less than 20, siguro.
Same tayo. Actually,
I think.
for the whole quarantine, kasi nung mga first 3 months, actually, mga naka-15 ako. Tapos after that, dun na ako tumigil. Kumbaga,
Oh
so,
my God.
actually, at this point, naka-18 na ako. And that includes the two current ones that I've been watching. Tapos meron dun isa na naka-3 times akong watch. Tapos may isa dun na 2 beses ko pinanood. Which is part of my top favorites. Yung mga may rewatch. Tapos, nakakatawa. Before the quarantine, I actually watched already around 37. So, isipin mo, halos kalahati. Before quarantine, as in total, in all, in a lifetime, in a lifespan of since forever, since Princess Hours. Since Princess Hours.
Hours.
Oo, so ganun ka, ano, so 37 pa lang talaga in total before quarantine. So, parang technically, kinalahati ko yung, yeah, kung gano'n yung time na spend ko dati sa K-drama. Ganong karami ngayon yung napanood ko. Well, yeah. Halos kalahati. So, yun. Okay, so simulan na natin. So,
Sige.
sige. Paano na lang ako papalik? Tapos, meron akong... Actually, isa top... isa number 5 ko. Later na yung favorite ko. Yung number 5 ko, actually, tie siya. So, madaya ako. May 6 technically yung meron
May
ako.
wag ka mag-alala, may tie din ako.
Nahirapan ako. Kasi yung on the 5th, sa number 5 ko is... I'm not sure if you've watched this, pero si While You Were Sleeping, si Suzy Bae is part of it, and si Prison Playbook, which
Okay,
is
hindi ko pa
also part of...
napapanood pareho yan.
Yes, okay, so those two are my favorites kasi si Prison Playbook, what I love about it, actually, isa siya sa after yung number one ko, na we will talk about later. Pinanood ko siya in between while I was waiting for the other episodes kasi ongoing ko nang pinanood yung number one ko later. And it's from the same makers, si
Okay.
PD Sheen at si Writer Lee. Ito na naman ako with my love for them. But yes, what I really appreciated about this one was really, number one, kung totoo man to, and I've seen other films where they portray the prisons in Korea. Mars, ang ganda ng preso nila. Sorry. I mean, ang ganda. I mean, maayos siya. Kumbaga, it's really livable. But at the same time, I think what I appreciated about the whole premise and the scenario, the whole story of it is that makikita mo na talagang there's a chance for second, I mean, a second chance for everyone. So, kasi, mm-hmm. it really talks about people who have committed things, committed because mahirap sila, committed because drug abuse. So, it really talks a length of stories. But at the same time, it also has that humor. So, nakakatawa siya, pero nakaka-antigrin siya ng puso. You get to fall in love with all of the characters, how they've lived and paano sila naging kawawa, paano sila nag-redeem ng sarili nila. So, I think it's a really good series. Yung kapantay niya, si While You Were Sleeping, what I appreciated, ito naman medyo on the fantasy side. Kung ito medyo parang reality siya, pero technically, hindi, I would think hindi naman siya close to reality. It's just very humorous. Pero I still like the treatment. This one naman, si While You Were Sleeping, is very medyo may pagka-fantasy. Kasi technically, she sees, or parang ganun siya, she's a reporter, pero she sees sometimes, nakikita niya in her dreams, yung mga nangyayari in a particular person's life. Tapos yun yung magiging premise kung bakit niya nga ba nakikita yung taong yun. Tapos they end up seeing each other and meeting, and then it's a nice story. Ang ganda ng kwento nun. Tapos dun ko actually na appreciate more si Suzy B, yung isa sa mga Korean stars. Sobrang galing niyang artista. And at the same time, siya yung tipong beauty na pagka tiningnan mo lalo siyang gumaganda. Like on the pagka tiningnan mo siya from the initial na pagka-glance mo sa kanya, at first glance, parang okay lang. Pero parang pag tumatagal siya, ang ganda niya. Yeah. Ang ganda niyang babae. Parang, sobrang, kaya ako na pa Korean bangs, mga friends. Dahil sa kanila yan. Dahil sa kanila yan. Kina, sa mga favorite ating mga artista. Pero yun, I really love the series. And actually, si Suzy B, napanood ko siya in another one of her, na magaling talaga siya. Kasi yung isa pang series niya, na not part of my list, but also a good one, is yung Uncontrollably Fond. Medyo heavy lang yun. Kaya, I mean, in as much as it's a nice story, pero, friend, masyado siya mabigat for my liking. So, yun. So, that's my number 5. O, sige, ikaw. Para ano tayo, salita tayo. What's your number 5?
O, sige. Ako, the one that started it all. Wow! I actually, hindi. Dati pa pala ako nanonood ng K-drama. Ako naman, contrary to you, unti pala napapanood ko before kasi hindi ako super fan ng K-drama before. Mm-hmm. Ang napanood ko lang before quarantine is Boys Over Flowers. Lovers in Paris. At saka, okay. Only You. Wow!
So, wow! Pero matagal na. Matagal na yun, ha? Medyo OG yun. Kasi ako, napanood ko before Princess Hours, Lovers in Paris, na dub pa in Tagalog, ha? Hindi ako nakapanood
dub din Tagalog.
At saka ano nga ba yung napanood ko pa? Oh my God, yung nasa GMA, yung Irene. Alam mo yun, sobrang haba nun, kasi yung mom ko favorite yun. Basta medyo pang-teleserye level yung ano niya. Pero si Irene yung naalala kong Tagalog version niya. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung totoong ano niya, title niya. Anyway, sige, okay.
So, ayun nga, onti pa lang napapanood ko before kasi ayoko yung, hindi naman ayoko, parang medyo nadadrag ako dun sa iba. Kasi alam ko yung mga winter sonata, yung mga ganun. Parang sobrang heavy drama niya. So, nung mga recently, last year lang yun, niyaya, sinabi mo sa akin, panoorin ko yung Oh My Ghost.
Oh my God, yes! Oh my God! Yes.
So, yun, tuwang-tuwa ako dun kasi parang, alam mo naman, hindi siya mangyayari sa totoong life. Eh, usually, pag nanonood ako, gusto ko yung medyo nangyayari sa totoong life. Pero sobrang funny niya kasi, yung mga may funny moments siya na hindi super pilit, ganon. Tapos, ayun. Tapos, syempre, si Chepune.
Of course. Oh my God, si Jujun Sok. I love him so much. Sobrang, oh my God. Sobrang favorite ko siya. Yes.
Diba?
More tapos, on him later. Siya,
more may vitamin.
May vitamin, ah.
So, yun yung number 5 ko. Kasi, pinanood ko din siya ulit. Actually, parang lahat na nasa listahan ko, dalawang beses ko pinanood.
Oh my God! Oh, talaga favorite siya. Okay.
Yeah, so yun. Oh My Ghost. Kung gusto nyo manood ng something light, medyo dark pero light, Oh My Ghost. I love it.
Yeah.
Tsaka, pina-addict niya ako sa K-drama.
Yeah, and it's a fun show. Yak, meron din ako opinion no sa show na yun. Nakakatawa.
Eh, ikaw ba nag-recommend sa akin?
Pero sobrang nakakatawa kasi siya. I mean, yung actress, si, what's her name? Park. Park, what's her name? Ano pang pangalan niya?
Sige, Park Bo-young.
Yun, Park Bo-young. si Park Bo Young, sobrang cute niya. Tapos at the same time, she has to play the shy girl na who is secretly in love with Jo Jun Suk's character or si Chapunim. Tapos, meron siya yung pag sinasapian siya nung character nung Go. So, sobrang nakakatawa rin kasi sobrang landi niya. So, yung contrast, ang galing. Ang galing nung character play. Sobrang, ay, nakakatuwa siya. So, yun. So, yeah, I can understand why you like that. It's actually also one of my favorite rewatches. Yung pagka wala akong gustong, pagka hindi ko feel manood ng bagong episode. Yung gusto ko lang may background. Ayun, isa yun sa mga lagi ko pinapanood. Siguro mga nakailang rewatch na ako. Every time na makikita kong pinapanood siya ng mom ko, nakikinood din ako. Yung mga 5 times na or more pa. Yeah. Ayun ako. Anyway. So there, okay. So my number 4 actually is, it's a bit, it's relatively new. Actually, yung mga nasa, this quarantine ko lang napanood. Pero it's relatively new. Number 4 ko is, It's Okay Not to Be Okay. Super love ko yung setup ng story na it's more of yung they use fairy tales to tell a story. And at the same time, how it relates to the characters. Kung sino sila. Parang ang galing ng whole story. And then at the same time, even yung character development ng every one of them. And yung favorite ko, si Hyung-yi, yung older brother. How he was able to accept and at the same time, parang he was specially abled na person, pero how he was able to still become that big brother for everyone. Sobrang grabe. Andami kong iniyak sa last few episodes. It's so good. Parang kumbaga hindi siya for everyday rewatching, pero ay nako, sobrang heartwarming niya. And at the same time, ang ganda ng mga suot ni Kumonyong. Excuse me. Ang ganda niya. Sagi pa siya nakapute. Alam mong our thing for white outfits, white dresses. Ang ganda ni Ate. So nakatulong 'yun. Nakatulong lalo na sobrang fashionable din niya. Parang sobrang perfect mix of ang ganda nung character mo tapos ang gwapo pa ni what's his name?
Moon Gang-tae.
Sobrang gwapo niya. Oh my God, yung abs niya. Tapos yung mga kissing scenes nila. Diyos ko Lord. Oh my God. Ang ganda.
Oh my gosh. May nanalo na.
Oo, sobra talaga. Ay, winner. Kasi guys, usually, ang mga Korean drama, medyo wholesome sila mag-kiss, ganyan. Ito, ano pa rin naman, very pleasant and very tasteful. Pero at the same time, talaga kita mo may pagnanasa. As in, literally, taray ko, oh my God.
Tinalo nila si Secretary Kim tsaka si PSJ.
Yes, yun correct. Oo, grabe talaga yon. Yon. So, ikaw, ano naman ang number 4 mo?
Number 4 ko is, dahil mahilig ako sa mga light, weightlifting fairy Kim Bok-joo. Kasi nakakatawa siya. As in, parang every scene natatawa ko, tapos biglang, what?
Yes.
Pero nung pinanood ko yon, wag niyong papanoodin kung nagda-diet kayo. Kasi nung pinanood ko yun, doon nag-start na sobrang lagi gusto ko kumakain ng Korean food. Kakain sila ng KBBQ, tapos chicken, tapos sumama ko ng chicken. Pero favorite ko din yun kasi, again, medyo realistic siya, pwede siya mangyari. Tapos napapareminis ako kasi, kung di nyo naman naitatanong. Nag-aral ako sa Korea for like 5 months. So, parang naalala ko yung dorm namin doon whenever I watch it. Kasi parang ganun talaga yung vibe niya, tapos yung surroundings, ang ganda talaga. Aww. Sarap mag-aral doon.
Shit!
Kaya
oh
pag
God.
Pinapanood ko, sobrang napapareminist ako sa trip sa Korea. Ayan. Tapos, ayun din, kasi nakakatawa din yung characters because si Bok-joo, hindi siya yung typical na lead female. Na yung maarte-arte, ganda-ganda, ganyan-ganyan. So, nakakatuwa. Tapos, sobrang, I mean, it can happen in real life na magkaklase pala sila ng bata, tapos nag-reconnect sila in the future. I mean, not all the time, but you know, still realistic. And it sheds light on other sports din.
Yeah,
hindi yung
actually.
Mga typical. So, yun yung nagustuhan ko rin doon. Na, tapos, yung pinapakita na yung ang dami kong sinabi.
Go! Ano ka ba? Favorite mo Ganun talaga.
Yeah.
Ganun talaga.
Tapos nakakatawa din yung sa mga dancers kasi diba, if you look at them, parang payat-payat, ganyan-ganyan. Pero you don't know na sobrang hirap ng pinagdadaanan nila to get there then. So, ayun. Ang ganda lang kasi hindi siya, light siya, pero it touches on a lot of different topics. Yun.
Yeah. Actually, alam mo, nakakatuwa rin, I think, with K-drama, yung way nila na light yung mga sub, technically light or parang usually humorous, pero usually they touch on very may mga topics na it has some objective to it, like yan, for sports, tas it's okay not to be okay through the fairy tales, parang fairy tales yung ginamit, tas medyo minsan nakakatawa rin, pero it talks about mental health, depression yung trauma, so mga stuff like that. I think favorite is, si Weightlifting Fairy is also one of those na talagang feeling ko rin, tama ka, it's very rewatchable, ilang beses ko rin niya napanood. And at the same time, yung nagustuhan ko rin sa kanya, yung may favorite scene ako doon, sorry, favorite ko talaga, hindi ko alam kung ba't ako tawan-tawa doon, yung parang akala ni Nam Joo Hyuk na ano siya, may sakit. Yung hindi siya papakita kasi may pimple siya. Sobrang hindi ko alam, tawan-tawa ako doon. As in, every time na papanoorin ko, yung parang nung umakit siya sa building, tapos pagkakita niya, tapos nag-what, yung what? Tapos sakita lang niya na may malaking... Oh my God, tumang-tawa ako. Sabi ko, hala si ate. Cute sila, in fairness. Sana hindi sila nag-break, pero anyway, ganun talaga. Hi nako. Cute sila.
Oh my gosh,
cute sila
talaga. Sa totoong live.
While they were filming, tapos mga shortly after. Tapos after that, parang nag-announce yung agency sila that they broke up. Yeah, sayang. Cute sila, in fairness. Hi nako. So there.
Number three.
What's my number three? My number three, is actually, surprisingly, this became my favorite. And hindi ako usually mahilig sa genre na to, ah. Is Mr. Sunshine. Si Mr. Sunshine is a period film set in the Joseon period. Joseon period. So, last ng Joseon Dynasty. So, parang nag-ano sila, nakocolonize na sila ng, I think, was it the States? Or Japan? I think yun. Ay, Japan, sorry. So, na-colonize sila ng Japan. Tapos, parang technically, ano siya, pinaghatian. Tapos, it's interesting kasi kasama si Philippines sa context. Kasi technically, si US, parang pinabayaan ni US na makuha ni Japan, si Korea, or si Joseon that time. Tapos, tayo yung sinakop, or si, yung Pilipinas, sinakop siya ng US. Parang ganun, naghati sila kasi both are, mas maraming ports, so mas madaling mag-trading and may ports for trading and all the goods, even the natural resources for them. So yon, kaya sila sinakop yung mga smaller countries. So what I appreciated about it, medyo may mga parts na unrealistic, pero it also talks about revolution, so may pagkakatipunan kasi they're trying to be free themselves from the Japanese colonization. So, maganda yung story. Tapos at the same time, it also has that love story. Tapos nakakatawa yung love story dito. Spoiler alert, mga te. Walang kissing scene. As in, ano lang sila, magkikita lang sila. Tapos may one time na nag-hug sila. Tapos kilig na kilig kami. Para nung una, actually, to be honest, hindi namin nagustuhan yung lead character. Kasi number one, matigal. Yung parang yung mukha niya, parang, number one, he's older. Tapos second, medyo makanto yung mukha. Para as in, talaga medyo matigas kasi matanda na. Tapos pero, nung nagsasalita na siya, parang kami, hala, nakakakilig na. Pero, oh my God! Pero yon, so para it has that, tapos sinasabi sa akin ni Joycey, nung pinapanood namin siya. Basically, medyo historically, may mga parts na historically accurate rin. So, hindi lang siya basta, parang may mga sinama sila na, oh, talaga nangyari to. Pero, may flow through rin of the story. Like, it's true na, parang, they were saying that the emperor then, kasi parang sinasabi nga, before he got really dethroned, parang nagpo-funda siya nung sa yung mag-revolution for the country kasi for them to fight back. Tapos meron talaga mga sort of NPA sa atin. Meron din ganun sa kanila. May counterpart tayo na who tries to go na nasa Japan at saka nasa States. We're trying to educate na kailangan ma-free yung country nila. So parang tayo, the same way that Jose Rizal was publishing newspapers, may mga ganun din sa kanila. So it's very interesting yung parang I realized how sort of eerily familiar or parang sort of pareho yung historical context natin na as the smaller countries na tayo yung sinasakop. So parang ang ganda niyang panoorin. Hindi lang siya, kumbaga ako I had to of course, syempre it takes a while, especially it's not a light K-drama to begin with. So, ano siya, hindi siya pang-binge watching. So, talagang ano siya, every other day ko siya pinapanood. Parang ganun, kumbaga pang ano ko siya, pang de-stress. So, yun, that's my favorite, si Mr. Sunshine. And my number 3.
Yes. Iba yung sinasabi mo sa, ano, na kasali si Chilbong? Or iba pa?
Yes! Nandun siya! Ah, okay. Nandun si cute siya. Pero ano siya doon na? As in, like, nakakatakot siya kasi parang yakuza siya. Yakuza. Yung ano siya.
So, hindi siya yung parang, cute.
Pero ano siya dito? Ano pa rin siya? Chilbong pa rin yung, ano
Chilbong
niya?
Pa rin.
Chilbong pa rin siya. Si Yu Yun Sok po yung pinag-usapan namin. Ano siya si ito? Si Dong. Dongman nga ba yung pangalan niya? Dongman. Gwapo pa rin siya.
Gwapo hindi ko alam yung totoo nilang pangalan. Basta si
Yu Yun Sok yung pangalan niya sa in real life. Pero, yeah. Ganun pa rin siya. Ganun pa rin siya.
Cutie.
Chilbong forever. Okay. Okay, go.
Okay, pang third.
Ikaw.
Ako naman, Something in the Rain.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Hindi ko nga sa mga realistic. Ewan ko kung bakit. Pero ito, medyo slow siya. Slow burn. Mm-mm. Slow burn.
Yeah.
Ano, nung pinapanood namin ni Patrick to, parang may time, nung unang episode, parang sabi namin, okay, wrong choice yata to, wag na. Pero pinanood namin kasi nandun si Yun Seri. Ito yung pinanood ko after Crash Landing yata. After the very eventful na Crash Landing. Sobrang slow naman, ang bagal na story.
Correct,
tapos
correct.
Yung soundtrack pa niya, parang,
siya kay isa, friend, dalawa lang yung soundtrack doon. Need I remind you?
Stand by your man.
Siya ka, ano?
I'll stand by you. Yun, di ba? I'll stand by you. Amen. Uy, wag ka. Pinakinggan na. Siguro mga dalawang linggo after ko panood din yan. Yan yung playlist na pinapakinggan ko habang nagtatrabaho.
Ang ganda.
Anyway, part of the reason why favorite ko yun. Kasi favorite ko din si Jung Hae in...
Oh my God, yes!
Cutie pie.
Panoorin mo yung While You Were Sleeping kasi nandun din siya. Ang gwapo ng abs niya dun. Ang gwapo ng abs niya.
Yun!
Paano?
Shit. Pero alam mo, yung paborito ko yung mga ano series niya. Medyo mabagal, tsaka medyo heavy. Pero it touches on yung mga social issues. Yan.
Yeah, that's true.
Pag babae ka, papakasal ka lang kung kanino gusto ng magulang mo. Na para ano ba yung sabi ni Eliza? Ano? Angelica.
Para
I'm
ano?
Marry rich. Because I'm a social climb the one.
Oh my God. Because I'm the oldest and the wittiest and the god in this. Mag-wrap na ako, no? Nakakatawa. Kasi yun. Kailangan yun for social status nila. Oo. Tsaka importante yun na parang kailangan... Ano nga ba yung ano nila, yung parang yung usual nila, kailangan buhay yung, or parang walang debt yung family, kasi if ever, parang kawawa yung, kung sino man yung other magulang na, kawawa naman, walang mag-aalaga sa kanila, ganun, ganun usually yung mga ano nila, mga issues nila in life, yeah.
Yun, trying Something in the Rain, meron din sa Something in the Rain yung sa office, di ba? Yung parang tinitake advantage yung mga women sa office. So, medyo heavy siya and madaming issues. Pero, maganda naman. Hindi ko na masyado nagustuhan yung ending. Pero yung leading to the ending, favorite ko. Pero favorite ko ba siya kasi Jung Hae In.
Oh, talaga nadala ka kay Jung Hae In, no?
Oo, nadala ka kay Jung Hae In.
Sa opa tayo nadadala. Sa opa tayo nadadala.
Hoy, yun kaya minsan yung ano, parang mapapa-watch ka. Kasi kahit... Yun yung pag sa picture pa lang, diba? Pagkilala mo yung leads, napapago ka. Pero thank you Netflix dahil naglagay na sila nung ano, Play Something. So nagsha-shuffle siya.
Ah.
Oo, so randomly i-play nila sa inyo. Oh, kaya ako napanood si Blackpink dahil doon.
Oh my God, kaya kana kayo.
In your area. Dun, 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 dun. How you like that? Hanatushi.
Blink na po kaya siya, guys. Oo. Si Lisa. Si Lisa.
Yes.
Diyos ko.
Anyway, ayun. So, that's my third favorite. Si Something in the Rain.
And we have come to this. Ay, ito na po tayo. My number 2 is our favorite, Reply 1988.
Oh my gosh! Ay, hindi.
Yeah. So, si Reply 1988 is my second. Actually, initially, it was my first. Kaso na overthrow siya nung well, later. Yung pag-usapan natin. Pero, what I super loved about Reply 1988, yun, ito yun naman yung, ano, similar from President Playbook. It is the same, pangalan to? Same team, production team. So, si PD, yung si Director Shin, at saka si Writer Lee. So, sila, ito yung isa sa, ano nila, they have this, what they call the, yung, ano nila, series called Reply. Tapos, it's really more of a coming-of-age story. So, si Reply 1988, guys, just to be clear, wala masyadong gwapo dito. Si Park Bogum, kahit gwapo siya in real life, mukha siyang bunot dito. So, huwag kayo masyado ma-expect na ano. Tapos, kasi since it's set in the 80s, so yung hair nila, hindi masyado maganda. Yung outfits, of course. So, parang, yun yung initial na parang ako, no, when I was watching it. Syempre kasi, it was quarantine. So, parang ako, I think I watched this during a Holy Week break namin. So, yun. Talagang nag-enjoy ako sa kanya. Every day, pinanood ko siya. Natapos ko siya, I think, in about 3 days. The 20 episodes. Wow. Kasi, hindi talaga ako natulog. Tuwan-tuwa ako sa kanya. What I really appreciated about it is that it, yun, parang how their friendship, sobrang nakakamiss yung childhood na, yung mga may favorite scenes ako na yung sa first episode, sa pilot, where they would share yung food, yung ulam. Pupunta sa, oo, yung sasabihin sa'yo na nanay mo na, sige, dalhin mo tong pagkain sa kapitbahay. Yung ganun, especially growing up in a village before, kasi dati sa street namin, may mga kapitbahay ako na kalaro ko. Tas ganon, as in may ka-share ka ng food, magdadala ng pagkain. Kahit parehong sinigang yung ulam nyo, mag-share pa rin kayo. Yung mga ganong, mga things na nakakamiss na even now in the quarantine, I mean, you won't be able to do that now. Kasi, di ba, takot ka for, I mean, in all, na alam mo naman na parang nakakatakot. Yun yung nawala now. And yun yung, I guess, nakakamiss rin. Especially when you're locked down. The Reply series, as we discussed nung nag-reaction paper kami, it really talks about, really trying to find the husband. So, more than that, they were able to show the whole friendship of the group. Kasi, lima silang magkakaibigan, grew up together, and then also had different paths in life. And what's nice about it is that they don't belittle anyone in the series. Kesyo, parang katulad ni Jokson, who was not the brightest, but they showed na parang...
Si Miss 989th place.
Oo! Kasi ganun pala sa Korea, parang naka-rank sila every year sa class. So, siya si Miss 998. Basta parang ganun. Parang tipong 1,000 sila in the class. So, siya yung sa bottom talaga siya. Pero how they were able to say na what are her redeeming qualities as a person na mabait siyang tao, kaya siya nag-succeed. Na, parang technically nag-succeed din siya, tapos nakakatulong rin siya sa pamilya niya. Yun, sobrang, yun yung isa sa mga parts na nagustuhan ko doon. And of course, alam nating team take ako. So, pasensya na po sa mga team Jungwan. Although yes, naiintindihan ko po na kasalanan, hindi po kasalanan ng stoplight. Tantalan niyo po yung stoplight. Hindi po niya kasalanan na hindi dumating na maaga si ano si Jungwan, okay? Tigilan natin 'yon. Galit pa rin. Pero 'yon, I think
choice niya 'yon.
Oo, choice 'yon. Love is a choice. Wow. Pero super, I really love that whole series. Medyo mahaba lang, guys. Medyo kasi it talks in length about per story kasi lahat ng characters ay usually tinatackle from the Ajumas. You'll fall in love with everyone from the Ajumas, from the Ajushis, the aww, yung mga kapatid si Nuna, si ano yung mga brother, yung brothers, yung kapatid na si Noyul, everyone, you'll fall in love with everyone and you'll understand the whole story of why it's a good call back to their youth. Na parang ganun. Yeah. Ang ganda nung whole, ganda. Favorite ko pa rin siya.
Yeah, so number 2, hindi ako nagsisinungalingan, nakalagay. Mm. Reply series. Ay, wait, makikita ko yung number 1. Okay, number 2 ko din is Reply.
Oh.
Pero sa akin, binuong series ko kasi madaya ako. So, since dinakil mo naman lahat na ng 88, I'll talk about lang. Kunyari, gusto mong panoorin yung Reply series. Huwag niyo sisimulan sa 88. I know everybody says simulan niyo sa 88. Pero kung gusto mo panoorin din lahat, simulan mo sa pinakaluma, 97. Pero yun yung 97, masasabi kong okay lang kahit di mo panoorin. Parang pinanood ko lang siya just to complete the entire series at masabi kong pinanood ko lahat. Pero okay lang siya, parang hindi ka ma-attach masyado sa mga characters doon. Pero mas gusto ko si, what's her name, yung lead female doon kaysa sa 1994.
1994 ay, ganito si naman Nadyong.
Siya. Kung interested kayo sa 1994, pakinggan nyo na lang yung reaction paper namin para marinig nyo kung bakit ayaw namin kay Nadyong. Ayun. Pero simulan nyo doon bago kayo mag-88 kasi 88, masiset yung expectations nyo so high na pag pinanood yung 94 or 97, parang hindi nyo na lang tatapusin yun. Kasi sobrang ganda ng 88. Kasi,
yeah.
Team Takey din ako, by the way. And si Patrick, as of 9 PM last night, Team Takey din siya. So, kami pa. Hindi pa kami nag-break.
Nakakalok! Naging relationship dahil sa kung anong team. Kami hindi pa namin pinag-usapan ni Ziggy kung ano. Kasi nung natapos kami, definitely nalaman na namin. Spoiler alert po to. So, hindi si Sunwoo. Kasi sabi niya sa akin, feeling daw niya, yung type ko, sila Sunwoo. Kasi matalino tas mabait na lalaki. Sabi ko, initially, oo. Gusto ko rin siya. Pero, parang kumbaga, if I were to choose, si Takey talaga.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Team Takey forever.
Uh-huh.
Ayun. So, that is yung second ko.
Okay.
Number one na.
Oh my one God. Na. Oh! Guys! My favorite.
Feeling ko pareho tayo number one.
Totoo? Tingin mo?
Dalawa yung sa akin.
Sige, tira natin ha. Ay, oh my God, oo nga. Oh my God. Yung favorite ko is yung 3 times kong pinanood over this quarantine at papanoonin ko siya ulit by December or by next year kapag lumabas na yung season 2 is my favorite hospital playlist. Guys, yes. Iba talaga. Oh, God. Okay, so, basically, hospital playlist is a medical drama. Pero, hindi siya your typical medical drama na super heavy. It's still heavy kasi it talks about, alam mo, conditions sa mga tao, talks about yung hirap sa pagkuha. Kasi they also talk about there yung mga paano kumuha yung mga donors for transplant, mga ganyan. Mm-hmm. Yung mga ganong very heavy topics. But at the same time, kasi yung pinaka-favorite ko doon is that they're a band of, para siyang Reply actually. Kasi, again, it's from the same makers. By the way, so si Hospital Playlist, si Reply 1980, si Reply Series, at saka si Prison Playbook are from PD Shin and writer Lee. Guys, it's a universe that you should, pagka napanood nyo na, wala na, as in, tapos sa po ang laban. It's a very good, but this new installment, this is the first time that they'll try it na magsi-seasons sila. Kasi they want it, I think, they want it daw better working conditions kasi hindi sila kailangan magmadali. Sobrang nakakabitin, pero still so good. Ah, guys.
Yes.
Magsushoot na daw sila. Nagkakasa sila nung season 2, by the way. Oh, nag-update si ate. Oh my God, Uju. Anyway, yung favorite ko doon, all throughout college, they were together. All throughout med school. Tapos yun, parang the reason why they get together, kaya siya playlist, is because of they do band practices. Nawala lang. It's just for fun. Just for them to release stress and have fun together. And at the same time, yung favorite ko doon is that it talks about their life outside the hospital. Parang sure, they talk about work kasi makikita mo naman. So parang one is a neurosurgeon, one is a cardiothoracic surgeon, one is a general surgeon, another is, mostly surgeon sila eh. One is a pediatric surgeon, tapos yung isa is a OB, OBGYN. Pero also, of course, dahil ano siya, nag-CS, ganyan. So, and every character, you'd also, the same way that I felt for Reply, is that every character is so relatable. And ito, yung mas magaling for it. Kaya feeling ko sobrang na-addict ako sa kanya, or parang super, iba yung love ko for the whole series. Is that every episode, they talk about different cases. So, I mean, different cases of the hospital medical field. So, para pwedeng mababaw, pwedeng ma sobrang heavy. So, ganun siya. So, yun lagi. Tapos parang lagi akong umiiyak. Lagi akong umiiyak every episode. I mean, kasi nakaka-touch siya. Tapos, sobrang I think what also caught my attention was how yung usually kasi, di ba, pagka nag-act sila, usually yung mga tao pagka nagba-band, technically hindi naman totoong sila yung nagpe-play. Ito kasi guys, they were all amateurs and they really practiced. As in may mga videos, no joke, hindi ko alam kung minamarketing ako pero hindi, napanood ko. Guys, hindi sila magaling noong una tapos as in they were practicing for like a whole, I think 6 months before they started shooting. As in ganun, parang technically sinabi naman sa kanila ng directors na it's fine if you can't play kasi we can record it naman kasi you have your teachers, ganyan. Pero no, they really worked hard and I think yun yung na-appreciate ko na hala, as in, kumakanta sila, ano, tas nandun din si yung favorite na, ni, from Eunice's favorite sa Oh My Ghost, si Jujun Sok, isa siya sa mga leads kasi isa siya actually sa mga kilalang sa, isa lang siya actually sa mga kilala sa kanila apart from well, matagal na si Kim Dae-myung, who is the pediatric surgeon, at saka si Yoo Yun-suk, who is Chil Bong-i.
Actually, no, pediatric si, ano, si Chil Bong.
Ay, sorry, si pediatric pala si Chil Bong. Sorry, OBGYN si Kim Dae-myung. So yung mga characters technically, ang pinaka parang new sa kanila na sobrang galing rin is si John Mido, who plays si Choi Song-hwa. Who is my idol? I wanna be like her. I wanna be like her. Wow, ang ganda. Ganda mo, te. Talino ka. Who apparently is a theater actress. Tapos yung role niya doon, guys, hindi siya marunong kumanta. Pero in real life, ang ganda ng boses niya. So, on my... As in, guys, yung level ng pagka-fan ko, bumili ako ng album. May album ako. Wait, I'll get it.
Oh my gosh, may album nga! Totoo yan?
As in, binili ko siya.
Wait, nabibili yan?
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
And there are gusto Polaroids.
Ko rin,
yes. K-Town. K-Town for you. Wow!
Also, oh my gosh, meron sa Amazon.
Yeah, go for it. Meron siyang ibang, ano, dalawa siyang type. Meron isa na parang yung 90s look lang nila. Tapos ito yung parang naka-hospital... Naka-hospital gown sila. I got the ones na hospital gown.
Pero may bundle, so $42.
Oh my God. Wow, may bilit na ito. Nakabili ka na ng isa. Anong gagawin mo sa pangalawa? Pareho lang naman ang ipi-play.
Ay, sobrang addict. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. So yun, that's... Kaya ako sila favorite kasi sobrang natuwa ako. At saka, ay, sobrang relatable na characters sila. Everyone is so... well-meaning, everyone is so nice. Hindi ko alam kung bakit, grabe nila binild up. Tapos, I've been seeing, since nga, dahil lagi ako nanonood ng mga shooting nila, ganyan, minsan, sa YouTube, alam mo naman, di ba, how YouTube tries to, like, mess with your algorithm. So, mayroon sila mga pinapakita sa akin na, Korean doctors react to hospital playlist. So, mayroon ako more pinanood, kasi may mga subtitles sila. Pinanood ko. Tapos, parang, minsan sinasabi nila na parang accurate to, tapos meron sasabihin sila na, oy, mali yung term na parang, it's not one, but it's two. Parang ganun yung type of whatever it is na medical condition. Siyempre, malay ko naman, di ba? Pwede naman nila ako lokohin, hindi ko naman alam. So, what they were saying na parang, even how they were talking to each other, or even how they would relate na the residents to the professors, to the professor ones. Parang ganun nga daw yung way of things. So, yun, natuwa lang ako. Tas yun, until now, kasi what they do, kasi since nga it's seasonal, and they were saying na they can't do other teasers right now since it's, since may COVID pa. So, ang ginawa nila, they did, yun, may YouTube video sila that they upload through yung friend ni PD Shin. So, in-upload niya yung mga auditions nila, or yung parang meetings nila, kasi they don't do auditions, they do casting calls talaga. So, they have people specific in mind for the role na tingin nila super fit. Tapos, they would help build the character together. So, I think that's why it's such a tedious process kasi. That's why everyone is so developed, well-developed yung characters. So, there. Ganda. I'm sorry. Thank you for attending my TED Talk.
Ang ganda.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Kinikilig.
Yeah, they're my favorite.
Oh, my gosh. But yeah, hospital playlist talaga. Ang ganda niya. And papanoodin mo din siya ulit-ulit. Kasi,
yes.
Ewan ko, feeling ko mas na-attach ako sa iba-ibang character every episode.
Mm-mm.
Yun nga, ang galing ng ano, ng si, ano yung writer Lee, tsaka si PD, director PD Shin.
Wow! Yes.
Kasi parang ma-attach ko sa lahat ng characters sa mga series nila, even with the Reply series. Mm-hmm. Walang isa lang na dun ka ma- na yun yung favorite mo. because iba-iba yung character nila, walang pareho, matouch ka talaga sa kanilang lahat, and you'll find someone you'll relate to. Parang lipstick, makakahanap ka ng perfect nude shade mo.
Ang ganda!
Anyway, ano, number one ko din si Hospital Playlist, pero it's a tie with She Was Pretty. So, isang medyo seryoso na medyo light, isang sobrang light na matatawa talaga. Kasi when I was thinking about this list, sabi ko, yung number one ko kailangan, kaya ko siya panoodin ulit-ulitin.
Mm-mm.
So, She Was Pretty yun for me because ito yung tinapos ko ng tatlong araw lang. Basta yung minessage kita, diba? Nagulat ka na, tapos ko na siya.
Oo.
Kasi mahuhook ka kung kailan mapa-find out ni PSJ na siya pala yun.
Oo.
Ayun.
Yeah.
So, pinanood ko siya ng 2-3 araw lang. Tapos, pinanood ko siya ulit parang after namin matapos yung Something in the Rain. Pinanood ko siya ulit, tapos, ayun, gusto ko siya ulit panoodin kasi nakakatawa siya. As in, yung mga reaction niya, tapos again, syempre dito, medyo siguro in-exaggerate lang yung napabayaan niya yung sarili niya. Pero correct, parang now, I get it kung bakit niya napabayaan yung sarili niya. Kasi sinabi niya naman yun, sabi niya, I want to pay for my debt first. Tapos after niya nabayaran lahat yun, biglang nag-ayos na siya, kaya naging nag-makeover. Eh, love ko talaga mga makeover sa mga palabas, mga Princess Diaries na makeover, ganyan-ganyan. So yun, sobrang nagustuhan ko siya. Tapos, again, PSJ.
Of course, why? Why not? Why not?
Gusto mo yung parang yung mga pinapanood ko. Pinapanood ko dahil gusto ko yung mga opa. Eh, bakit ba?
Eh, ganun talaga. Taba ko, eh, ganun talaga. Oh my God.
Ayun. So, something light lang na pag nasasad ako, papanoodin ko siya at papanoodin ko siya ulit. Favorite ko yung nagpunta silang Pusa. Pusan ba sila pumunta doon? Hindi. Basta nagpunta sila sa isang parang beach.
Hindi ba Gapyong? Or Busan nga ba? Basta definitely
baka Gapyong.
Alam mo, ako yung reason ko for choosing is because of yung nagustuhan ko talaga yung series, pero not necessarily something I would watch every day. I mean, all the time. So meron ako na in between na pagka wala pa akong mapanood na bago, apart from Hospital Playlist, which I've watched 3 times over the whole quarantine. Meron akong naka on repeat na parang tipong yun yung mga default ko na, for example, kapag ka I'm feeling down or parang pag wala akong masyado sa mood, na yun yung mga papanoorin ko. So, actually, kasama dyan si She Was Pretty, which you've mentioned, si Oh My Venus, at saka si Oh My Venus, ano naman yun, parang a sort of Cinderella story-ish rin siya, na super nagustuhan ko kasi yung character, si Attorney Kang, sobrang ganda niya, and at the same time, Si Georgie Sob, hindi siya masyadong gwapo, pero sobrang, alam mo sa kanila minsan, kahit hindi masyadong gwapo yung character, or yung guy, nagiging gwapo siya kapag tumatagal, kasi nga yung characters nila are so well-written, na tipong gwapong-gwapo, parang, oh, ang gwapo mo. sobrang dashing kasi lagi, lalo na kung Chaebol type, yon. Okay, so, Oh My Venus, at saka si Oh My Ghost. So, si Jujun Sok. So yeah, he was also in Hospital Playlist, by the way. So yon, so yun yung mga masarap lang panoorin kapag wala ka masyadong gusto. Yung parang ano lang, background, and at the same time, gusto mo lang tumawa. Yun yung mga pinapanood ko usually. So ayun, so there guys.
Yeah, nakaka-uplift naman talaga ng mood yung mga series na yon.
Correct.
Pinapanood ko din. Talagang maano ka. So what are you watching now?
I'm watching 2 simultaneously. One, si Record of Youth, I'm watching with Joycey every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So, matatapos na kami. I'm down to 3 episodes next this coming week. Tapos, at the same time, I'm also kasabay ko as it gets released, Startup with Suzy Bae again and Nam Joo-yuk of Weightlifting Fairy. Siya yung isa sa mga lead guys. Gwapo siya doon. Pero may mas gwapo na isa si, ano, what's his name in real life? Pero siya dito si Mr. Han Jipyong. So, yun. Super cute nila ang tatlo. Ang ganda na story nito kasi, yeah, it's about startup. So, different story again. Tapos, andito na naman yung si mommy ni, ano, ni Chilbongi sa Hospital Playlist, si Mama Rosa. Andito na naman siya. Ang ultimate, ano, ang ultimate grandma. Ultimate, ano, halmonim. Lagi siya na sa mga series, eh.
Actually, yung mga ano nga, mga parents, ganon. Lagi nagka-crossover, no?
Yes.
Interesting.
Wow.
Ako naman, ngayon, pinapanood ko din si Record of Youth because you recommended and because Takey, Park Bo Boom. Ay, nung una, hindi pa ako na-attach. Tapos, after ko ma-finish yung first episode, sabi ko, ah, okay, interesting naman pala siya. Kasi yung girl dun, si ano, diba? Si Parasite?
Yes, si Parasite Girl. Si Jessica Wedentel, Illinois, Chicago.
Oo. Memorize. Oo, yun. So, Record of Youth. So, medyo na-attach na ako dun. The Search WWW. Again, another recommendation by Lisa Angeli. Lahat na ng buhay ko, ikaw na may kasalanan. Ayun, gusto ko yung Search WWW. Search WWW. Kasi tama ha nga, parang women...
Empowerment.
Yeah.
Yes. Girl ayun, bosses.
Interesting din siya kasi ano, mga search engine, di ba?
Mm-mm. Yes.
Mga search engine. So, kung pinanood niyo yung Social Dilemma before this, sobrang interesting nung Search WWW kasi parang okay, totoo pala yan. The wonderful world of the internet. But yeah, anyway, it's very interesting and I highly recommend it because it's something a little bit, not on the lighter side, pero you'll learn a lot from it.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, there are really a lot of good, I mean, again, this whole series was just for us to pick our top, but really there are a lot of a wide variety of K-drama that you have to watch, and also, you know, you can recommend us anything. So thank you for listening. Yes. If you like our episode, please message us at I'm at Jelly De Leon in both Instagram and in Twitter.
And I'm Eunice Kat. And then, we finally...
Yes.
Created we finally an Instagram have, account.
Yes. It's at LDF Convos on Instagram. So, we'll upload some teasers there. We're still fixing it. So, please bear with us. But follow us and we'll... and message us there if you have suggestions for future episodes. And at the same time, if you also have any comments for feedback, suggestion, we'll gladly take it. So just follow us on Spotify. We upload every Wednesdays, 8 p.m. So there.
All right. See you tuloy. Talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Okay. Bye, guys. Thank you.